Mexican lawmakers have approved a controversial constitutional amendment that will completely remake the way the country's judiciary works. NPR's Eder Peralta reports the debate was interrupted when protesters forced their way into the Senate chambers.
Inside the Senate, the ruling party had convinced one member of the opposition to vote in favor of the constitutional amendment. It was the last vote they needed. Senator Marco Cortez of the opposition pleaded with his colleague to reject the amendment, which he said would end judicial independence. They will call you a traitor, he said. The stakes are so high. Outside of the Senate building, the judiciary workers who have been on strike saw that the pleas weren't working, so they made their move. As the crowd broke down doors, the president of the Senate asked for calm. But protesters couldn't be stopped. They flooded the chamber. Senators panicked. "We can't risk our lives," one senator said. The president of the Senate declared a recess, and the protesters celebrated. "Traitors, traitors," they chanted. This amendment was a central issue during this summer's general elections in Mexico. The ruling party argued the country's judiciary was so corrupt it needed an overhaul. They proposed a constitutional amendment that would change the way federal judges became judges. Instead of being appointed, they would instead be elected by the people. When elections came, the Mexican people handed the ruling party a landslide, the supermajority needed to change the constitution. But constitutional experts, Human Rights Watch, and the U.S. and Canada said the amendment was a terrible idea that threatens judicial independence. Most big liberal democracies, they said, purposely don't elect judges to shield them from the influence of politics. The whole federal judiciary went on strike. Even Supreme Court justices took to the streets. But the protesters' victory was short-lived. The Senate regrouped at an alternate building, and early this morning, they approved the amendment. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said, "Gone are the days that judges will answer to a, quote, predatory minority that have dedicated themselves to looting this nation."
Vamos a dar un ejemplo al mundo.
"We will give the world an example," he said. The president will sign the amendment, but legal experts say there will be challenges, and the current Supreme Court may end up having to decide whether this reform is constitutional. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.